Friends, in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Graduates of our class of 2019 and to the school board and all of your family members and loved ones and to all of you, the body of Jesus Christ, peace be with you all in our risen Lord and Savior. Let's catch the vision together of what Jesus revealed to St. John in the 21st chapter of Revelation. Hear it again. The foundations of the wall of that city. I'm sorry, let's go back to verse 9. One of the seven angels who had seven bowls full of the seven last plagues spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. And then he says later, "I saw no temple in this city, for the temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the lamp is its lamp is the Lamb." This is the Word of God. Please be seated. Since our graduation and Memorial Day usually seem to fall on the same weekend, I often wonder to myself how I'm going to try to bring these things together into one coherent sermon. But when I read this text for today from Revelation, this continuing vision that we have been reading about this glorious and serene future that awaits God's people in the New Jerusalem, I thought, you know, there is a link here between the two. Just when graduates from our school and from other schools, just when graduates are looking ahead to a future that they hope will be bright with the peace and the promise of good things, Memorial Day has us looking back at the horror of war and of its cost, and also dreaming with the graduates of a future that is bright with peace and the promise of good things. We all have the same dream. It is a dream that is very beautifully expressed and powerfully expressed in a song that was written by John Lennon, titled, I think you know it, Imagine, because high school choirs love to sing this song. Maybe some of you, when you get to high school, we'll join a choir, and your director is going to pick this song to sing. And it's a staple at graduations. Lennon, in this song, believed that religion and countries and possessions are the things that needlessly divide the human family and create rivalry and hostility. And that if we could just change our external circumstances, if we could just eliminate religion and countries and possessions, then we would have peace and we would live as one in a brotherhood of man. And of course, the song asks us to join in this dream. It could even be argued that Lenin's song has become the world anthem of those who believe that a new world socialistic order is the way to achieve what we all dream of. That if we suppress the religious impulse, that if we eliminate borders, and if we hold our property communally instead of privately, then there will be no religion, there will be no countries, there will be no possessions anymore, nothing to kill for, nothing to die for. That's Lenin's vision. You know what I think John Lennon was trying to express in that song? He was expressing that longing, that yearning that God has put into all of our hearts. We read it in Ecclesiastes 3. God has set eternity in their heart. Because we were created originally in God's image, we still have this innate sense that this world as we know it is not as it should be, and that we are meant for better than this. Whether Lenin knew it or not, What he longed for was what we know to be the creation as God made it. That paradise in which there was no possessions. There were no borders. There was not even religion, because God was right there with his people in intimate relationship. What Lenin imagines, in one sense, is spot on. The world that he imagines is the world that every graduate hopes to step into, and that every soldier and veteran and citizen yearns for. The big problem for Lenin and for those who share his mindset is that they believe we must achieve this dream for ourselves. That this new order in the world must arise from below by our efforts and by our zeal, our politics and our policies and our systems of government and our attempts to establish justice. But we know, as the people of God's Word, we know that this approach cannot succeed. We know from the Word of God that our sinful nature is beyond reforming. And it is a false gospel to think that we can save ourselves and this world from the ravages of sin. That's why Jesus said in this gospel reading today, in this world you will have trouble. You are not going to get past that by your cleverness or your efforts or your zeal. It's why the psalmist said, do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. You cannot impose paradise on man from the outside when man is full of hell on the inside, when his nature is fatally and irredeemably corrupted. Case in point, at the very time in 1971 when Lenin was writing this beautiful song about peace and love and brotherhood, he was involved in a bitter feud with his former friend and bandmate Paul McCartney over the breakup of his legal partnership, and it got ugly. Even the dreamer himself could not break free of his fatal corruption of sin, the sin that destroys relationships, the sin that causes war and makes the future so uncertain and even frightening for us. Dear graduates, and dear veteran soldiers and fellow citizens, there is a way to this dream. There is a way to get there. But that the answer does not arise from below by our zeal, by our politics, or by our governments. But like the New Jerusalem itself, the answer comes down out of heaven from God. As Isaiah said, the one who sits on the throne of David is the one who will establish justice and righteousness forever. And then the prophet says, the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this, not you, but the Lord will accomplish this. And what did the Lord's zeal do then? Here's how we say it in the creed. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, came down. The answer to our corrupted nature and our broken world does not come up from us, but it came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. And he suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. Salvation from this warring, crazy world and the hope of a bright future is in Christ, who broke the power of sin by paying its awful price and by forgiving us, and who vanquished death by his resurrection. It is this Jesus who says in Revelation, behold, I am making all things new. Not you, not your governments, not your courts. I make everything new again. And that's where we come back then to this great vision in Revelation 21, when John saw this holy city of God, this new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. You know, when we read the description of this new Jerusalem in our text today and throughout Revelation 21, we realize, you know, John Lennon really was not very far off in his vision, a world where there is no more crying or dying, where there's no more hunger or hostility, no more war, where peace is perfect. It's just too bad Lennon never realized that the world he imagined is already guaranteed to us in Christ. And that we come into possession of this world not by our efforts or by our zeal, but through faith in Christ, who is coming again to give his people this inheritance forever. This new world that we all imagine and envision and long for, not built upon our corrupted systems of justice and governance, but upon the apostles and their words in the inspired scriptures, which tell us of Jesus, our mighty Savior from sin and death and hell. A new world that is made bright, not by our supposedly enlightened ways, but by the glory of God and by the Lamb of God who is its lamp. So whether you're a graduate or a veteran or just a grateful citizen, do hold on to this vision. But just keep in mind that the fulfillment of this vision is not our achievement. It's God's gift in Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. And the day is coming in the new Jerusalem when we will no longer need countries or possessions. We won't even need religion, because God will be right there with us and we will see Jesus as he is. In the meantime, the counsel and the guidance of God's word is this. Sorry, John Lennon, but God says do not give up your religion, but remain faithful to Christ unto death, that you may receive the crown of life. And as for our countries, sorry again, John Lennon, but Psalm 74 teaches us that it is God who establishes borders and nations. His gift of nations and of those who take up arms to protect nations is how he maintains relative order in our broken world. So instead of agitating for the elimination of borders, God says instead, pray for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way. And as for our possessions, sorry again, John Lennon, but the very fact that God gave us the seventh commandment, you shall not steal, tells us that privately held property is a good gift of God. Our duty then, as those who have been blessed by God, is to be a blessing to others, to serve our neighbor in his need, and to support the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether you are students or soldiers or citizens, that is how we shine like stars in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation, that we would live our lives worthy of our heavenward calling in Christ and also worthy of the sacrifice of those who fought and died for our nation and our flag. And then, one day soon, in the New Jerusalem, our dream will finally be reality. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Not because we'll achieve it, but because Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.